This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1844. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 21st, Argentina, Biafra, Cuba, Eritrea, Ethiopia, France, Guinea, India, Indonesia, Japan, Korea North, Kurdistan, Kyrgyzstan, Madagascar, Mexico, Newfoundland, North America, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Sudan, Thailand, USA, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. On Saturday, September 17th, around 22:20 UT, I was not getting any signal at all from Radio Nacional Argentina, which varies a lot around 15.344. Usually I can at least detect a carrier, nor was there anything audible a few hours later at 0130 September 18th. This appears to be the reason why. Arnaldo Slein has sent out a press release about a pause in foreign language programming from Buenos Aires from September 16th until October 5th. Only music programs will be distributed on all frequencies and on the live stream internet, as received by Wolfgang Büschel. However, he says on September 15th, the day before at 19:20, he was hearing their usual external service in Italian on 15.345.118. We got the complete press release from Arnaldo Slein in the original Spanish and in a more or less translated version to English. A new stage is beginning in the history of RAE, R-A-E, which has been known as Radiodifusión Argentina al Exterior, that is Argentine Radio Abroad. The new name will be Argentina al Mundo, which means Argentina to the world. Updating the concept of our international signal. Among the new features is the decision to maintain the shortwave frequencies 15.345 and 11.710 from the General Pacheco transmitter plant, where today we have some technical restrictions in the modulation stage, but with a challenge of solving and increasing our shortwave presence. We continue transmitting in eight languages, now with a homogeneous programming, which will be consistent in content with the specific contribution of each language, with its peculiarities, whatever that means. The new programming will be broadcast from Monday to Monday, whatever that means. Then on September 19th, Claudio Galas in Chile reports hearing RAE on 15.345, but it was actually in a network with Radio Nacional, apparently relaying the domestic service at an hour on weekdays when they are normally broadcasting in German. So that would explain it's a part of this hiatus while they're refurbishing. The other frequency to keep an ear on is 11710.6 variable in our evenings. The English hour has been at 03 UT, so if it's on the air then, see if you can hear them playing nothing but music for the next few days. Also looking at the original press release from the GRA blog, Arnaldo Slein himself, the well-known Argentine DXer, who has been presenting, or compiling at least, their DX program, will be doing that on their Saturday broadcast in Spanish and presumably translated into all the other languages, although it's been missing from an English version for quite some time. It's called Actualidad de X. Also on Sundays, the program will be El Puente, the bridge, which they say will be like the old Happy Station. Also says they will have a new interval signal, although the old one certainly has been one of our favorites. The official launch of the new RAE will be October 5th at 19 hours local time in the Radio Nacional Auditorium. The clandestine Radio Biafra service, transmitted via Bulgaria on 11700, is on the air more or less between 18 and 21 UT, as Ivo Ivanov has frequently noted. And now one of the frequency changes by Radio France International is conflicting with it. Despite the presence of the Biafra service, France has also decided to use 11700 since September 4th for half an hour in Hausa at 2000. The best source of Cuban radio and television station listings may well be the blog of Mauricio Molano in Salamanca, Spain. He says Radio Cuba has relaunched its website. The most interesting thing is they've included data about transmitter networks on the island. However, they're difficult to get to. With interactive maps, you have to click on each site to obtain the frequencies. So he's extracted this information and composed PDFs, which are much easier to refer to. You can reach them via his moladx.blogspot.com.es. Last week we had news that Eritrea had reactivated on 7175, along with DRM-style jamming, no doubt from Ethiopia. Since then, we've been monitoring this closely, as has Moises Corijoksha in Peru, who sent this report on UT September 15th. Right now I'm listening to 7175, a well-modulated, almost monster signal from the voice of the broad masses of Eritrea. The frequency is exact via the Twente SDR in the Netherlands. From my previous listening in May of last year, the broadcast should start at 0300 UT, but just minutes before then there was a signal on 7175 with no modulation, just a carrier turning on and off. So just like last year, VOBME seems to have still unreliable transmitter issues. Checked again at 0311 and it was a well-modulated signal, 10 over 9, much better depth and power than Fana 6110 and Amhara 6090 to Ethiopian stations. Funny enough, he says, Dimtsi Boyani Tigray was not on 5950, so I suspect that transmitter is being used on other matters. At 0332, a male announcer, seemingly in Tigrinyam, gave way to a small speech in which I could ascertain the words Eritrea and Oromo. And then a white noise covered the signal, making it quite hard to notice any sensible audio. Eritrea is executing some sort of radio psyop over the airwaves. If you have been aware about recent events in Ethiopia, there seems to be a silent upheaval in various areas of that country, particularly the Oromo ethnic state, as well as Amhara state, with much less force. I assume Ethiopia's NISS is jamming the Oromo language or any Oromo-related broadcasts over Eritrean airwaves. Anyway, funny that in these times of dwindling shortwave outlets, we are still witnessing a crass usage of radio spectrum. This transmission and the jamming have proved to be quite irregular. I tuned in after 04 UT that same night and was not hearing anything. However, on September 17th, around 0400, I was hearing an AM carrier. I could detect it, surrounded by that loud jamming noise sounding suspiciously like DRM. Still going at 431, but they were off by 0520. The reactivated frequency is occasionally on in the local evenings as monitored in Europe. Wolfgang Büschel was hearing at 12 hertz below 7175, September 15th at 1515. On the same date, Torsten Hallmann in Germany was not hearing 7175 at 1733. On September 17th at 16 UT, Torsten Hallmann was hearing the carrier and heavy noise jamming on 7175, still the same at 1620. And there was also a carrier briefly on exactly 7200. That could be the other Eritrean service, Program 1, while 7175 normally carries Program 2 of VOBME. On the morning of September 18th, Wolfgang Büschel was not hearing any jamming, but 11 hertz below 7175. Eritrea, on an unstable frequency, playing Horn of Africa music. There were many transmitter breaks. It switched on and off many times around 0335 to 355. It was hopping 3 or 4 hertz up and down when it was on. Then on September 19th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria reports hearing 7175 at 1408 to 1508,
presumably in Amharic with a fairly good signal, but amateur interference, since after all this is supposed to be a worldwide exclusive ham band now. After 1508, the strong digital jamming had started. On September 21st, he also reports hearing VOBME number 2 at 1745 and 1830 with weak to fair reception. More monitoring of Radio Guinea-Conakry on 9650. Manuel Mendez in Spain found it signing on later than usual, September 16th. That was a Friday, in case it's significant, at 0655. African songs at 0702 and announcements in French. News at 0800. While the next day, David Koenig of Interval Signals Online in the UK reports it did sign on at 0600, starting with a folk song and an extended RTG jingle with a voiced-over introductory announcement in French, mentioning that they broadcast in French, English, and local languages, although hardly anyone has reported hearing them in English. After another jingle and ID came a Quranic program in a local language. They've also been heard with Catholic programming. Reception was fairly good via the Twente receiver in the Netherlands, and he's put up a 5-minute clip of his reception at tinyearl.com/9650KHZ. Alokesh Gupta forwards news to the DX India Group. All India Radio Director General reiterates shortwave will stay. Radio at music.com interviewed Fayaz Shehriar, the youngest ever Director General of All India Radio. And an excerpt from that says, there had been some talk in the government at one time to disband shortwave broadcasts. He replied, yes, but we had opposed this, and it is agreed by all that shortwave will stay. Alokesh Gupta also reminds us of an annual event on All India Radio, the special transmission for Mahalaya. It's September 30th, Friday local time, but beginning late in the previous UT day, Thursday, September 29th. It runs between 22:25 and midnight 15 UT. However, some stations sign on as late as 22:55, and this may continue past 0100. Mahalaya is a special two-hour transmission consisting of Sanskrit recitation and music orated by the late Sri Birendra Krishna Bhadra. All India Radio has been broadcasting this program since the early 1930s. The shortwave frequencies observed during the past years, 4760 Port Blair, 4810, 4835, 4895, and 4910, plus many more medium wave frequencies in India. Ever hopeful, I continue attempting to hear the voice of Indonesia slightly below 9526 for their English broadcast at 13 UT. On September 16th, I measured it 105 hertz below. At 1305, it was ranging S5 to S8. I could tell they were talking probably in English, yet the readability would still have to be zero, and it seemed there was some pulsating hum along with the modulation. 3 days later, it was measured on 9525.897 at 1302, barely audible with some modulation. I could hear an ID as Voice of Indonesia, which is much more than usual. They were playing music at 1343. Still some hum I could not get rid of. I was hoping it would be better, since Thailand was coming in very well during the previous half hour. We can only hope that Voice of Indonesia will continue to improve little by little. Via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz, World of Radio 1844. Also bringing you the non-commercial website, worldofradio.com, with an archive of a great deal of shortwave and other information. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who contributes every quarter around equinox and solstice. A check in U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Tis the season for superpower Japanese medium-wave signals to penetrate deep into North America. especially around our sunrise. I've been hearing carriers from some of the 500 or 300 kilowatt outlets of NHK, the main one being 774 kilohertz. And on September 21st at 1200 UT, I not only had a carrier, but clearly made out the characteristic NHK time signal, with less pip at a higher pitch and resounding. My neighbor in Perry, Oklahoma, Richard N. Allen, using an amplified antenna, has heard many more of these, and some of them with audio more reliably than I have. Quite a bit easier at the other end of what is really the medium wave band, 2850, is KCBS, Pyongyang, North Korea, which is not unusual to hear, but it was better than usual. A few minutes later on the same date, I was hearing Japan with orchestral music, 1225 UT, September 21st. It's the only broadcaster in the 105-meter band. 111600 is Dengue Kurdistanye. I heard it September 18th at 1416 in presumed Kurdish talk up to 10 over 9. It's currently via the Bulgaria site at this time, according to Ivo Ivanov. I prefer the hours when they're playing mostly music. Helmut Fallbruch in Germany says, the Kurdish TV channel Nuroz, N-E-W-R-O-Z, is transmitted to Europe via Hotbird satellite at 13 East on two frequencies, 11.642 gigahertz horizontal. The other frequency, 11.373, also transmits a radio program, that is, Radio Dengue Kurdistanye, continuously parallel to shortwave 11600. He says music is best heard between 5 and 525 UT and 12 to 1300. The audio stream is at www.dengue-kurdistanye.com/zindi.html. Precise frequencies, if you have a receiver which can detect them, are very helpful in identifying a station, especially when they are offset, such as Kyrgyzstan. On September 1st, Wolfgang Büschel reported Radio Birinchi, one of the domestic services, at 1445 to 1625 on 4009.815. Ron Howard in California was trying to hear this too, September 19th at 1350, but the station he was getting was on exactly 4010. So he wondered if that's still Kyrgyzstan. Have they actually corrected their frequency? Wolfgang Büschel replied, September 19th from 1530 to 1545, well, they were closer, 4010.008 as he measured them, while their other channel at 1533 was still pretty far off, 4819.950. Here's another station which doesn't hit the exact nominal frequency but varies either side of it. Acker Petersen in Denmark reports hearing Radio Nationale Malagasy, September 14th at 1835 on 5010.61, while September 15th at 0330, it was on 5011.08, both times with very weak audio, resulting in SINPOs of 15311. Sunday night at 10 p.m. Mexican time is La Hora Nacional, the weekly required broadcast produced by the Mexican government, but all commercial stations must carry it. It used to be a full hour, but now it seems it's half an hour, and the second half of that hour is open for stations to produce their own public service programming. On UT September 19th, I was tuning across the band and heard several stations doing so, especially in Monterrey, Nuevo León, XEQI, which is now called Radio Alternativa, was doing something, while stations and other groups had other programming on 1050, 660, and 570. Over in Chihuahua, there was different programming from the Chihuahua state government on 1300. That's XEP, Radio Mexicana, which, by the way, is putting in a better, more reliable signal than what should be the biggest signal out of Chihuahua, XEROK, on 800. I suspect they are once again running at much reduced power. They can't even overcome Oklahoma City on the same frequency. Even though in Victoria, he's not far from CKZU Vancouver on 6160. Walt Salmaniv says it's the time of year on the West Coast that both CBC's flea-powered transmitters are heard at 0128 UT September 18th. I measured St. John's, CKZN, on 6159.976 and CKZU Vancouver on 6159.960, that is 16 hertz apart. Often in the fall, he says, St. John's is the stronger emitter by far. Here's an odd frequency for a North American pirate, 5150. Reported by John Cooper, Pennsylvania, to the NASA fly sheet, and it was in the daytime, September 17th at 1932. Unidentified, playing some dirge music, crowd music, Auld Lang Syne, and it was still going, or again going, September 18th at midnight 45, with a menagerie of sounds. We recently heard Alan Weiner inviting former pirate station YHWH, which was busted by the FCC in the California desert, to broadcast his programming on WBCQ. And now Robert of Shortwave Board Operations at BCQ tells us station YHWH has been scheduled on 7490 for Wednesday, September 28th at 8 p.m. Eastern. That's UT Thursday, the 29th at midnight. On 5900, I was still hearing at least a carrier, presumed to be the reactivated Radio Rossi from Vladivostok, before 13 UT. Naturally monitored much better by Ron Howard in California. He was hearing it September 16th, but they were carrying the national program before 13 UT instead of the local program from Vladivostok, which had been on for a while. Thanks to info from Hiroyuki Kamatsubara, passing along info from another Japanese DXer, Kei Inoue, Ron Howard says that the election program was the reason for the local broadcast up to September 16th, but it was not being heard after that. Ron Howard was still hearing it September 21st at 11:10, but the latest news, thanks to Hiroyuki Kamatsubara, quoting the Facebook page, WRTH, of Vasily Gulyayev, RTRS stopped broadcasting Radio Russia programs on medium and short waves on the night of 22nd to 23rd September. Well, this must have been a prediction. Ron says this has been great fun recently to be able to hear again Radio Rossi on shortwave and the local programs of Radio Rossi Primorye, meaning Vladivostok. This came about due to two events, the cyclone Lion Rock, which battered the Primorye region, and the national regional elections. As the elections are over, it is no surprise they're now closing down the medium wave and shortwave operations. But maybe now people in government will take notice that there is still a vital use for shortwave. At other Russian station, Radio Sakha on 7295, I'm no longer hearing before 13 or 14 UT, but word is that they are still on the air, but must have changed their parameters so their signal is much weaker than 7345, where there is Chinese interference. Besides Japan penetrating into deep North America on medium waves, Saudi Arabia can do the same with its 2 megawatts on 1521 kilohertz, making a heterodyne against KOKC here. But I've not heard it lately, and here's why, from Mark Connolly in Massachusetts, IRCA. 1521 must be off the air since the usually monster het was just a weakish one, probably from Spain. When Saudi was at full power on 1521, it often blew away Buffalo on 1520. At the same time, I was getting Eritrea on 7175. There was a carrier on 7206. Yes, not 7205. September 17th at 0426, and also September 19th at 0355. This is no doubt Sudan, which is supposed to be on 7205, also reported by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria on a very odd frequency, 7206, September 19th, between 1430 and 2100. And then Thorsten Hallmann reported the next day, September 20th, it was on 7207.0 at 19 UT. That frequency also reported September 21st by Ivo Ivanov between 14 and 21. Our best chance to hear English from Radio Thailand is not the so-called North American service on 15590 in our evenings, but the so-called Southeast Asian service on 9390 in our mornings. September 19th, it was especially good after 1230 UT with commercials and their evening newscast. Last week, Roman Pankov in Bulgaria mentioned that the VOA Amharic service is now being jammed by Ethiopia. Confirmed by Chris Greenway in England, September 21st, the 18 UT transmission had strong noise jamming on 12040, 12080, 13860, and 15630. However, one other frequency was clear of jamming, 12140. We very much enjoy the eclectic world music blocks on WRMI. Some of them are shown on their schedule and some are not. Here are the ones I have found and monitored. We'll try to keep this updated. Midnight to 1, Tuesday to Saturday on 7730. 1 to 3, last Sunday at least, on 7570. 7 to 8, Tuesday to Friday on 7730. 13 to 14, Monday to Friday on 11580, and also the following hour until 15. 17 to 18 UT daily, this is the best, on 13695. And 20 to 21, Monday to Saturday on 11580. Here another new program on WBCQ 7490 is something called the Mitch and Kathy Show. Saturday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, UT Sundays at midnight, eating in to J.P. Ferraro's shortwave Saturday nighttime. Last week I mentioned that Bill Cooper's The Hour of the Time was back on WBCQ 04 to 07 UT on 7490, mixed in with another show, The Road to Paradise. However, I only heard it on two nights, September 13th and 14th, and it was gone again after that. September 16th at 13 UT, I was hearing an open carrier on 9275, suspected to be WMLK Pennsylvania reactivated after a few weeks off. And indeed it was. Their regular transmissions began about 16 to 21 UT, heard daily except Sabbath days since then. Prize reactivation is KIJN Farwell, Texas, on the New Mexico border, 1060 kHz, actually off frequency to the high side, with praise music in Spanish. I've heard it around 06 UT on at least two nights, even though it's supposed to be a daytimer only with 10 kilowatts, just like they were doing before they disappeared. KBXD 1480 in Dallas, 50 kilowatts day power, had been playing lots of South Asian music, and as of September 15th at 12:14, it's actually a South Asian station known as Radio Salam Namaste, which was formerly on 104.9 in the Metroplex market. Here's a strange heard by Brian Gilbert in New Jersey on his car radio on 1630 in the Newark area, an eerie broadcast repeating over and over, Trump will go 26th. The propagation outlook from Boulder, moderate G2 geomagnetic storm level September 28th to 30th, with ANK indices of 35 and 6, recovering gradually, not down to 5 and 2 until October 6th. Solar flux rising from 85 September 23rd to a peak of 100 September 27th to 30th. Glenn Hauser concluding, World of Radio, 1844.